from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm looking at this. Hey, fellas. Listen, I know it hadn't been going well for Chaz. But it's one thing when you see it, and then when you hear the kind of maybe pressure and everything the person's putting on himself, he is in a bad place, fellas. Bad place. This is coming from The Athletic and Chandler Rome. He said, I'm disappointed in myself. I feel like I've let the team down, let coaches down, let my teammates down, and that's the toughest part. But it's not over yet. I just have to take it like that. It's not over yet. I have to keep grinding. He goes on to say, and this is quotes from Chaz McCormick, I have to do it myself. I'm the one effing going out there. I love the advice, and everyone's been trying to help me, but it's been 6 months. I need to go out there and stop being a bitch.
Wow, dude.
I mean, I'm feeling for white boy Chaz McCormick more than ever right now. Like, that's real human stuff right there. That's real life stuff.
Like, he is in a place, man. Well, I mean, I wonder what his evenings are like.
A couple things, Ron. I mean, hell, let's be honest. That's exactly what his at-bats look like. That's exactly what it looks like when he's out there. And this coming from the president of the fan club, man. I mean,
this is not good.
It's a tough watch. It's not the defeated look that Jake Myers has when Jake is struggling. But it is the obvious, like, effort frustration level with him. And look, I'll be honest with you. This right here, these words, Ron, I don't like to hear it. I hate he's going through it. But this white boy Chaz stuff right here.
He said, stop being a B, huh?
Hey, that, I mean, I would, my guy, when my guys are struggling, that's what I got to do it my damn self. I'm the one going out there. Appreciate all the advice, y'all, but damn, I got to quit being, it's been 6 months, man. 6 months of advice. Y'all ain't came up with the answer yet. I appreciate it, but I got to do this my damn self. So that, I mean, that's the mentality that I'd want my guys having.
I think him and Damian Pierce need to go out to dinner.
That's a good point.
And just go pour. Do you feel like Damian Pierce would read that?
I don't know if they
that?
Need to go to dinner. I think they need to go to.
That is a
to,
great.
Well, I was going to say start
need to
at
go
dinner.
To one of them. Yeah. Well, yeah. Start at dinner. That's good.
It's a great cross like, sport comparison. Like, I feel like Damian's in a similar place.
I wonder if Damian read that and said, "Damn, boy, you ain't lying.
Let's go get some drinks, bro."
If Damian's like, it's been six months for you. Hell, it's been a good 13, 14 over here. But it's crazy. Like, I can't imagine what, like, in his mindset of, I came off a career year last year. Like, MLB Now had the top 10 center fielders. I was in the top 10 center fielders. I had, as Clint has said, one of the best OPSs on the team. Like,
OPSs in the American League, top three in the American League.
Come at me about white boy
center fielders.
It wasn't no fault. Am I in the lineup today? Hell yeah, I'm in the lineup today. It's just where. I mean, I thought I was mad last year because maybe Dusty liked me, maybe he didn't. Give me that banana pudding. Well, but now, man, he has got to be pressing. And when I thought about Damian, it's just like he's got to be saying the same thing that Damian Pierce is thinking. Like, they have to have, when he gets up to the plate, just like when Damian Pierce lines up in the backfield, there has to be so much going on in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be.
And you said the way his at bats are going, that's what it looks like. That he's telling himself, I mean, a swing and a miss, I bet he's probably.
He's beat.
Probably beating himself
so
up.
Yep.
Yeah, man,
it's not ideal.
Chazzy's going to Sugar Land, man. Before Sugarland's done,
you think that'll help?
Yes. Yeah, he needs to go get he needs to go get every day at bats. I mean, there's no way, like the whole rotating in the outfield, and then late in the game you get pinch hit for, and you know, like that ain't, he ain't coming out that way. He's not going to get it. He needs to go to Sugarland, get his mind off this, get, don't matter if it's a left-handed pitcher or a right-handed pitcher, get every day at bats, get four or five at bats every damn night and see if you can pull yourself out of this funk.
Does he need to go to the Abreu League?
I don't care where he goes. He needs every day.
Like what you just said, this, first off, this sounds like Abreu.
Off the glove of Abreu.
Like in terms of how much people were saying Abreu was beating himself up,
mm-hmm.
and how much it was, and the guys love him. And what you kept saying, he need to go somewhere and get away.
Yep.
Just take a vacation.
Yeah.
Maybe send him to Corpus.
Cool.
Maybe get out this little funk.
Get on the water.
Yeah, get on that water down there, man.
maybe he should have been there with Tyler this weekend.
I'd have showed Chaz a good time.
Said, Chaz, man, why don't you come on down with us, man?
Come play some golf. Let's float the river and drink some beer and talk about it, bro.
Chaz, get this weekend series off, man. Let him go on.
I'm a great listener. Hit me up.
Oh, you know, you ain't lying. Chaz probably just needs somebody to just sit there and listen.
Right here, bro. I'm not going to call you Chazzy Fizzle, but I'll listen.
Like, I bet you he got a lot of stuff he want to get off to his chest. I don't know if there's a young lady who's having to take this every night.
Probably.
I mean, take his words, not it, every night.
Not like good hate in a sec, you know.
I bet he would be aggressive right now.
Like when you first get in the sack after you've had a fight, nothing like it.
It
Everybody
must,
enjoys
you argue
that one.
With your old lady?
Mm-hmm.
It must be nightly for him.
Yeah, right now Chaz is... hate sex and his lady all the time.
Well, oh, man. If she's not crazy, he's not.
That man told a reporter, man, it's been 6 months. I need to go out there and stop being a bitch.
Sounds like something I would say.
I feel like he would say that to us.
Yeah.
I feel like if
Jason, I just had a bad show today, guys. I just got to stop being a bitch.
I think if Jason Barrett came and did the interview with you to try to get us to the top 27. I bet you would. I bet you would use it. But he said, "No, man, I got to stop being a thief, man.
That's real.
I'm praying for you, man. I don't know if Sugarland will do it, man. I think that might take him even further. Lay down a bunt, man. Do something, man.
He got an infield hit, stole second base, and won a damn game, and it still didn't pull him up out of it.
Like I know it, man. I just like I'm like reading this. I'm wondering what he does every day when he comes in, and like does his head drop when he sees he's not in the lineup? Does his head drop? Ben Gamble. Damn.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.